A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic.
There are a lot of people not too happy about the new proposed name for Dixie State University in St. George. And I'll admit it, Dave, when I first posted the announcement a couple of weeks ago to my Facebook page that they had come up with a name, I had to look back and forth at the proposed name about a dozen times to make sure I got it right. You ready for this? Utah Polytechnic State University. It is a mouthful. And there's a student by the name of Jordan Kirby at Dixie. He talked to Jeff Kaplan. Of course, you can hear Jeff every day right here on KSL News Radio starting at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And Jordan talked to Jeff about why he started a petition to change the new name for the school.
The petition was more for kind of everyone to come together to oppose this proposed name. I know there are different sides on whether Dixie State should stay the same name or we should get rid of it. I just want something that will accurately represent the area and will be something that the community and the students can stand behind.
The tricky part and one of the chief complaints about the proposed name, Utah Polytechnic State University, is that it has no reference to Southern Utah. And that's part of the thing they like about Dixie State, is it really had a reference to Southern Utah. And when you look across the universities across this state, Utah, Utah State, Utah Valley, Southern Utah, and now Utah Polytechnic State.
That's a lot of Utahs.
Which one is which, right? If I'm an out-of-state employer, am I supposed to know the difference between Utah State and Utah Polytechnic State? And
do you know which ones I get confused? SUU and USU. I mean, I've lived here 31 years, and there are moments I have to just stop and, SUU is in Cedar City, Southern Utah, and USU is up in Logan.
Logan, right.
Yeah. You're right, Dave. 100% agree with you.
It's hard to keep them straight. If we're having a hard time keeping them straight here, imagine employers elsewhere.
In a moment, we're going to talk to the Vice President of Marketing and Communications at Dixie State University because I want to ask this question. Is there a chance that Utah Polytechnic State University won't stick? There's a petition that's already gathered more than 15,000 signatures with other names suggested. Other names such as, Dave, let me bounce these off you, Red Rock University, St. George University, Deseret State University, or Utah Polytechnic State University. Let's bring the other Jordan in this conversation right now. Good morning. How are you? Jordan Sharp, Vice President of Marketing Communications at Dixie State University. You got another controversy on your hands.
Oh, we are just loving life. Life is just really fun and exciting, but thanks for having me.
It's a mouthful. I mean, there's no question. Yep. Everyone knows it's a mouthful. But
sure.
I know what you're trying to do. The polytechnic angle, it certainly describes kind of the goal and the purpose of the school. I understand that. But
sure.
Adding another Utah in state to the name it just does seem generic to me.
Sure. Stop me if I rattle on, because there's a lot to talk about here. But in a nutshell, when you're looking at names, you'd think there'd be just tons of options for naming schools. Truth is, there's not. They fall into kind of a few categories. You got founder names, whoever founded the school, city names or state names, kind of location, mission-based names, and sometimes you've got a geological type piece there and heritage names. So when you look at all the names in the nation, there's over 4,000 schools, they fall into one of those. So for us, we were founded by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, so there's really not a strong founder name there. the cities, you know, St. George University, that would be a great one. We obviously vetted that. The problem is there's about, I can't remember the count, 10 to 15 St. George's in Utah, and there's a couple schools already called St. George University. There's a St. George's, and there's a St. George of London, and so that was obviously a problem. When we tested all this stuff, and even some of the names that you mentioned, I can tell you from engaging with 20,000 folks, the thing that rose to the top was Utah. I mean, as far as a regional brand, your state is the strongest indicator for you, the strongest brand. So that's why you see so many schools with Utah. It tells where you are, and it tells that you're supported by that state, which is helpful. The next thing now, because there are so many Utah names, which you pointed out, you got to differentiate that some way, and a lot of them are already gone. We're about 100 years late to that game, you know, University of Utah and Utah State. So you got to differentiate it some way. Well, we've got this new great polytechnic focus, and that's a way you can differentiate. So in your name, you can tell them where you are and kind of your focus in one fell swoop. Now, we recognize this is a mouthful, and we knew it was a mouthful. The thing is, almost there's 32 polytechnics or technological schools in the United States. None of them really go by their full name. You know Virginia Tech. Do either of you know their actual name?
No.
It's not VaTech.
It's Virginia Polytechnic Institute and State University, actually.
Oh.
Georgia Tech is Georgia, Institute, Georgia Institute of Technology.
Yeah.
Cal Poly is actually the exact same as us as far as it's California Polytechnic State University, but none of them go by that name. They all pretty much all go by the nickname. So what was hard with us is we knew the name might be clunky, but we weren't recommending the nicknames and the logos and all the things that kind of go along with these names. So those will be coming. So anyway, there's a little background. I know one of your next questions we can get to is if there's still chance to update that, and I'm happy to talk about that.
You asked it.
There you go.
Is there a chance it won't stick?
Yeah, there is. So here's the good news. You know, as far as like a million options that meet what we're looking for, there's not a ton, and we've already vetted every name you have shared today and then more, right? We've looked at, and there's things like trademarks and other schools that might have that name. There's just a lot that goes into this. Having said that, we're on the right mark as far as getting Utah, getting the mission, and getting the university. One quick point, and then I'll answer this question the best I can. Out of the top 100 ranked universities in the United States, I think around 60 of them have the state in the name. The rest are either a combination of founder names or cities. Only 7 have the mission in there. And of those 7, they're all polytechnics or technologicals, every single one of the top 100 that have a mission in their name. So we're in a good space. Now, having said that, it's clunky. And like I said, we knew that. So the trustees who will vote on this next, they asked for just one recommendation, and we had to meet the mandate from the state and all these criteria that it would include the mission, that it would include the region. There's all these mandates. And so this met all those, but can it be changed, shortened, cleaned up? Absolutely it can. And I would guess, I don't want to speak on behalf of the trustees because they're working on this as right now, that's a big possibility. And so this feedback we've received is great. It's kind of what we expected. It's part of the process. There's still 3 more steps in this process, and it will continue to morph.
I think it's a great conversation, and I'm glad there's some self-awareness here. That is very helpful. But again, you think of MIT, right? And the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, nobody knows it as that. They know it as MIT, and because the school is spectacular, it carries its own gravitas. So, Jordan Sharp, thank you so much. We appreciate you joining us. Good luck shortening that and making it the MIT of the West. We love you joining us.
Kick it or keep it. Kick it or keep it. Utah Polytechnic State University. Let's have our listeners weigh in. 801-575-TALK. Do you want them to kick it or keep it? Taking your phone calls next.
Dave and Dejanovic.
Can we come up with a better name? Maybe not quite such a mouthful. Utah Polytechnic State University. Let me try that again. Utah Polytechnic State University. Isn't that right, Gov?
I know a lot of people are going, wait a minute, that's just a mouthful, right? Utah Polytechnic State University. What the heck is that?
12 syllables. 29 letters. I mean, come on. That is long. Now, we heard an interview. We just had an interview with Dixie State. Jordan Sharp, he's the vice president of marketing. He admits it. He says, listen, folks, we get it. We're working on it. We're trying to make the best of all worlds. But really, this is where it boils down. Do we kick it or keep it? We got to know from you. Do you just make the best of a tough situation, or do you throw it out and start again?
801-575-TALK is the number to call. Tell us, do you want to keep the name? Or as Dave says, kick the name. Linda from Salt Lake City, good morning. What's your take?
Good morning. Kick it. Why don't they just call it St. George Utah State University? Because that's where they are, in St. George, Utah. I mean, that makes a lot more sense than that. People are going to say, what is that? When they look at your resume, what kind of college is that? You know.
Well, thanks, Linda. St. George, Utah State University. Come on, that's a mouthful too. Come on, folks. We're looking at making it easier. Okay. Who's next?
There is a petition circulating, Dave. As you know, 1 hour ago it had 15,000 signatures. Now it's up to 16,000 signatures. And it's not to keep the name, which is, it's just a proposed name right now. I have to go back and look at it again. Utah Polytechnic State University. Other suggestions have been Red Rock University, St. George University, Deseret State University. And so we asked Jordan Sharp moments ago. He's the vice president of marketing and communications at Dixie State University. Dixie State is the college we're talking. University is the one we're talking about. They're trying to change the name. This is what he said about choosing a new name.
You'd think there'd be just tons of options for naming schools. Truth is, there's not. They fall into kind of a few categories. You got founder names, whoever founded the school, city names or state names, kind of location, mission-based names, and sometimes you've got a geological type piece there and heritage names.
I get it. It's difficult to find the perfect name. I, fortunately, do have the perfect name.
What is it?
Red Rock Tech.
Oh, it kind of rhymes, too.
Yes. How cool does that sound?
Not bad.
And that's an instant conversation starter. Really? Red Rock Tech sounds amazing.
Tim and Orem, what do you think about ditching a polytechnic out of the day, calling it Red Rock Tech? That's the one Dave Noriega just came up with.
I like that one, or pretty much anything else, because I'm not sure they want their abbreviation to be UPS University.
Yes.
You're not impressed, huh?
UPS.
Not at all.
We deliver a degree on time.
Wow, thank you so much for calling the show. We appreciate listening. Red Rock Tech, I like that, Dave. And it gets to the technical part. Now, do you keep Polytechnic in it and just shorten it? So is it Red Rock Polytechnic University?
They're overthinking the Polytechnic.
No.
I know it's hard to believe. They're overthinking it. Poly means many. Tech, you know, the technical aspect. You don't need to overthink this. Just say tech. We'll make the huge leap that I wonder if they offer more than one technical opportunity.
We don't know if this is actually going to stick. And when we just talked to the vice president of communications just moments ago, Jordan Sharp, he said, look, there is a chance that we will reconsider. But they don't know yet. It's a multi-step process. It sounds like there's three more steps, and it's in front of a board of trustees now. And then he also said, look, it sounds like a great a super simple process to just sit down and pick a name and go with that name. But there are trademark issues. A lot of, you know, universities have trademarks, so those names are already taken. St. George University, which was one of the proposed names, that's already taken. There's a St. George University, I believe it's in London. I actually know that because I Googled it, and I'm like, well, I didn't realize there was one already in another country. And so that becomes an issue when people are trying to search for schools. There's all kinds of things that we don't know about when it comes to renaming schools that he was explaining. It sounds very complicated, but I'm with you, Dave. That Utah Polytech State University is a mouthful.
Yeah. Do we have any more phone calls?
Do we have any more phone calls?
Because I have more opinions.
Okay, go ahead. Because we had several calls drop. We don't know why. We're trying to check out what happened with the phone line. So we
apologies for hanging up on you.
We did not mean to.
Call back. We'll get you on.
It's the gremlins in the phone lines.
I think there's a few things that the regents really push that I don't like. And I don't like the fact you have to put state university. This was a very big thing for Utah Valley University because originally it was Utah Valley State College.
In Orem.
In Orem. And when they changed it to Utah Valley University, originally they wanted it to be Utah Valley State University. I don't understand totally why there's this obsession with including state university in it. I think most people assume that the colleges and universities are state run
and not city run.
And not city run, right? Or you know, Brigham Young is obviously privately run, but most people understand and look at it and think, "Oh, you know what? It's probably a state college." That's my assumption. Going in, if I hear about a higher education institution, I immediately just assume that it is not a private institution.
I'm just doing a quick check. Our Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line before we turn the microphone over to Maria Chaleos. And here's what we're getting in on Red Rock Tech University, which was your pitch just moments ago. Red Rock Tech sounds awesome. I'm voting for Dave.
Yes.
Dave, perfect. Red Rock Tech, love it.
You're welcome, St. George. It's my gift to you.
Red Rock Tech instead of Utah Polytechnic State University. Dave, I'm going to say, I knew you win.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.